Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my honor, privilege, and blessing to be here with you. I have to laugh. To be here with you tonight. Sister Page, how you going to laugh right into the introduction? Well, I have to laugh at the enemy, you know. I had all of my material. I said my material, but the Word of God, let me say that, my Bible set before me with all of my scriptures and everything, and all of a sudden, ka-plop, everything just went to zero. But you know what? I can't always blame the enemy. Can I share that with y'all tonight? We can't always blame the enemy when things happen. Sometimes God orchestrates situations, come on here, to get his perfect will performed. Yes. A lot of time we give the enemy credit for stuff he ain't even doing. Because number one, he ain't got the power like that to do anything without God's permission. So that tells you who's in charge. Number two, if and when and because God allows him to do what he does, we have to know that we're on the winning team because we serve the master. Oh, yes, God, the one who's in control of everything. Glory be to God tonight. Amen. And so that's why I was a little tickled and chuckling because, you know, we get all bent out of shape about stuff, you know, but God is supposed to be nice. And listen, now, if you're in control, then you should get bent out of shape. But if God is in control, you ought to rejoice. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. He has great plans. Yes, he does. Glory be to God. And so, tonight we want to just take a minute to pause and reflect on God's goodness. We want to lift up in prayer those who are going through heartache and heartbreak all over this land. My Jesus, with the shooting in Oregon, and then we had the floods down here in the Southland. To God be the glory. We were fine. To God be all praise, glory, thanks, and honor. We did have a lot of rain, but to God be all glory. We did not suffer any loss. Amen. To God be the glory. No flooding. Thank you, Jesus. But truth be told, we did suffer loss if our brothers and sisters suffered loss. Is that all right? We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. Hallelujah. And so we're supposed to bear the infirmities one of another. Thank you, Jesus. And so we know that there are some of our brothers and sisters that are being set up for a miracle. Is that all right? For those who have might have lost homes and material possessions, truth be told, they've been set up by God for a blessing. Do we remember or not? He's a what? Romans 8 and 28. God, that's Sandia. That's who he is. Hallelujah. So he works everything for good. Yeah, he does that on behalf of his children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're happy about that tonight. The blessings that God has set up for his children who are going through Job experiences. My God. There are those, my Jesus God, tonight that are suffering grief because of the loss of loved ones. There was lives lost in Oregon. There were lives lost in the flying down here, my Jesus. But even in that, God is working. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. God, ooh-ha, is on your side. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, he's working it out for your good. Earth has no sorrow. You know that? That heaven can't heal. I'm a living witness to that. It's almost up on a year that my daddy went home to be with the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's a supernatural thing. going on here with Sister Paige. If somebody would have asked me some time ago how I would have responded, how I would have reacted, would I have been able to get through? Oh, God, it would be the farthest thing from my mind. You know, as children, we always think about that. Oh, God, I don't ever want to think about the day that my mommy or daddy is not here. Or for that matter, someone a close, come on, hallelujah. But God has proven himself. I'm trying to stay calm, y'all. He has proven himself to be faithful, loyal, just, loving, compassionate, and on fire about his children. Woo! Hallelujah! He's going to bring you out. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. It doesn't matter what the problem is. Hallelujah! You serve the living and risen Savior. Woo! You ought to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and press through. Press your way right on through. You're coming out. It's all right. Go ahead through to come out on the other side with your hands up in praise. Yes! Glory. Hey, glory to God. Ooh, let's get into the scriptures tonight. Genesis 6. And while you're turning there, we still have... We have some, amen, Gateway to Glory, second edition, books left, special edition, books left, amen. So, you know, the Lord keeps having me say second. I believe there's going to be a third. I'm trying to be careful. Every time I've mentioned this book, this second book, second edition, I believe there is a third that God is going to birth out in Jesus' name. But anyway, this one is available. It is not like the first one that some of you have. This one is more deep regarding spiritual warfare and intercessory prayer. And it's really a one-on-one personal. For those of you who you know that God has been pulling on your coattail to take you to another realm of prayer in the spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Holy Ghost, come on. There's another place in God that he wants to take you to. You know, the things that we see in the Bible, even in the book of Acts, especially when Philip, amen, was translated. You remember, even in the Old Testament, Enoch, the Bible says, walked with God and was not. Translated just like that. Disappeared. Oh, God. Come on. God is trying to show you something. My Jesus, my God. There is a prophetic and apostolic linking that God wants his remnant to experience like never before. Come on, there's some kingdom operations that have to take place, and he wants us to be in place. Hallelujah, so that we can work with all of our getting understanding. Praise God. So even in the process of writing the book, Holy Spirit has been dealing with me and challenging me. Come on up here. Come up higher. Come on, there's more. There's more. Don't you get lazy. Mm-hmm. Don't you settle. Hallelujah for less. God has so much more that he wants to do in, through, and for you. Praise God, so that you can impact this earth like never before, before Jesus comes. All right, so anyway, the book is still available. We have some copies. Amen, and I will get your autographed copy out to you. Amen. Just go to www.mgpage.net, and you will see the book there available for purchase. God bless your hearts for your prayers and encouragement in Jesus' name. Now, let's go to Genesis 6. I want to go to Genesis 6, and we're going to read, amen, from verse 1. We're going to skip around a little bit, all right? Genesis 6, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So it was here in the word of God we see where God cut off the time slot for man's age to be limited to no more than 120 years. Now, prior to that, we know Adam and those before Noah was born lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Mm. Amen. Now, when you speak here of the sons of God, you're speaking about angelic beings. Hallelujah. And we could get a little deeper into that, but we don't have time right now. But understand that when he speaks in verse 4 now about the giants, some of you have been hearing and researching about Nephilim, the spirit of Nephilim that has entered the earth and that shall be manifest even more so now in this last hour. Amen. So there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Sound like what we're in right now. The wickedness of man is great in the earth. We know that Jesus told us these things would happen. Some of the things that we're hearing of is so sick, you can't even verbally mutter it. Just to think about it for a half a second will cause you to lose it if you're not careful. My God. People cutting pregnant women's babies out of their womb while they're alive. God, please help us down here. You've heard about the beheadings and what have you. People are Christians being set on fire. Over in the foreign land where Christianity is despised. Hallelujah. They are bulldozing other saints' children in front of them if they don't renounce Christ. Oh, America, wake up. Yeah, wickedness of man great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 5 is where we were just finishing up. Verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I want you to note tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is grieved, the Kandashi, at everything that is going on down here. Please don't think that God is just sitting idly by, crying his eyes out, scratching his head, pulling out his hair, and biting his fingernails here, worried about what are you and I going to do. Our master has a plan. Glory be to God. But the Holy Ghost is grieved. I imagine God looking down, it's not going to be much longer before I wrap this up. I need my children to be in place, to be on their P's and Q's and T's and I's. They got to be in place in prayer. I don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth. Y'all know God's been calling you to a deeper place in prayer, in fellowship and communion with him. Some of us ain't repent yet. That's why we have not experienced the refreshing that comes. Oh, God, I feel you tonight. That comes through the bullshit today. Through prayer, hallelujah to God. He said the time of refreshing will come after you repent. Hallelujah. There's some stuff to get rid of out of our hearts. You heard what he said in verse 5, didn't you? He said every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. It wasn't so much, it's bad enough with what we do. Hallelujah. Physically, what we say, the filth and garbage that comes out of our mouth, the venom, the hatred, the jealousy, the slander, the gossip, But he said, what the heart? God have mercy. The heart. Only evil continually. Oh, Jesus. The imagination of the heart. Only evil continually. Oh, God. Have mercy on us tonight. Have mercy on us tonight. Oh, my God. We have to be careful. Listen. Hare. God is getting ready to move in America like never before. Like never before, he's getting ready to move. Hallelujah. And if we're not in the right place, I'm talking about in relationship with God, we're going to be in trouble. You don't hear me? You can go to church all you want.